Why I don't do what I know is best for me. I contemplated this to a good extent today. There are things that I know are good for me or are what is in my best interest, and I want to do them, but I don't. Why? Well, let's take a look at one of the myriad of things I don't do. Regular exercise. I know it is good for me. I know it will make me healthier. Heck, I even like to do it when I do it regularly. When I'm in a solid routine, it's not as difficult. I don't get sore muscles, and it's far less stress on my body. I'll be going along well for a while in a good routine, and something will happen. A pulled muscle, a long stretch of bad weather, because hiking is my main exercise. And before you know it, enough time has lapsed that it's like I'm starting all over again. But I know that I want to do it. But do I really? I asked myself that today, and the answer is yes and no. Yes, I want to, but I also don't want to. The part of me that doesn't want to keeps winning out this last year, so I asked myself why. Here's what I discovered. Beneath the "it's difficult" and "it takes effort" was "I don't want it to be that hard." And at the bottom of all of this was life is already way too hard, and I don't want any more hard. Thing is, I really don't have a difficult life compared to some, but for whatever reason, I told myself it feels difficult. Then I had a eureka moment. I realized this isn't about difficult, it's about control. I want control over the things that I think I have no control over. But even that is a false notion. I have complete control over the thoughts and beliefs I have at any given moment. I am writing my own story. I am the main character, the hero. What I want, what I really want in life, is already mine. So I did even more CSI work. Where did that notion of life being difficult come from? As I researched it in my mind, I kept going through the layers until I finally reached it. It was from a time in my life in my 30s, when I was going through a challenging time. I had told myself the story that it was difficult, and at times it certainly was, but I never stopped telling myself that. I held on to that all these years. I was finding that I was feeling like I just wanted something to be easy. Why can't life be easy? I also struggled with the term lazy. I had let the conscious masses mindset tell me what lazy was. I had been told as I was growing up what lazy looked like. Due to that, I never let myself take a break for fear of being lazy. I didn't realize that downtime balances the difficult. I let the difficult get to the extreme. Now I understand the importance of balance, but I was still holding that belief from all those years ago. I was still living that story. When I realized it, I realized I had to go back and rewrite that story, tell myself that I didn't allow any downtime and added to my own burden. It didn't have to be as difficult as I'd made it, and that the difficulty ended years ago. This is a pattern I have lived in my life for a very long time, so it will take some practice to live a new story. I'll get a little reminder of my old story, and it doesn't come naturally yet to assign my new story to the moment. But I just look at those little reminders as opportunities to follow my new practices. Those practices are, number one, when I finish something like a long hike, working on my book for hours at a time, or even doing the dishes, I say to myself, "That was easy." I'm retraining my brain to fire new synapses. New neural pathways to my truth. Number two, I take breaks when I need them. I am not being lazy. I am being smart with my time and my energies. I even got a Staples, "That was easy" button.
That was easy.
I use it often, and it's a great reminder and a bit humorous that life is easy if I will allow it. If I will rewrite my stories, I tell myself. And if I will stop feeling bad about doing things to take care of me. Saying no is a very important part of taking care of me. I've learned that my no is as important as my yes, and I use it well. You know what I've found? Life really can be easy. So I challenge you to rewrite your story. Take the pen back and rewire those synapses. Tell yourself a new story.